Tom, who did a presentation at JS Open Day New York City, who did a presentation on audio in the browser, right? Yep. And people loved your presentation. You got such good feedback. Yep. So can you give a synopsis of what you're talking about and things that you've been working on, especially when it comes to audio in the browser, and maybe give even a sense of what the landscape looks like right now?
Sure. Yeah.
A lot of questions.
Can I talk to you or do I talk to
you? You can talk to either one.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk to you.
Yeah, I like it better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my talk, I talked about music in the browser and specifically music which is interactive with the listener. So one of the things that's super exciting about JavaScript and the technology that's coming out, web audio, is that you can make and distribute music and put it in people's hands and then they can make something with it. So it's not like a YouTube video that you watch front to back and it's going to be the same every time. Mm-hmm. It's like you can make this composition which is going to be different every time, which people can play with, have a piece of, make their own. And that to me is really exciting, like putting it in people's hands, mm-hmm. Having them make music with
Play-Doh.
It.
Play-Doh. Yeah. It's like Play-Doh, right?
Yeah, totally.
Like, here you go, here's what I made out of it. And here's some other pieces.
Sculpt with music, yeah, totally.
I like that. Maybe a future title for another presentation.
Yeah, okay, that's good.
Because I'm here
interactive music is like, it's been maybe too many presentations with that title. So sculpting with sound, yeah.
What got you interested in kind of exploring like audio, web audio in the browser? Like what kind of took you down that route?
I guess I studied piano,
mm-hmm.
like
okay.
jazz improvisation.
Yeah.
And I didn't really think of doing much with computers. And then I took a class which was Max MSP, and it was called Intro to Computer Music. And I saw this whole other world of like making music with computers. It was super exciting. And then fast forward a couple of years, web audio comes out, and I'm like, okay, now like I'm not making this stuff in isolation. I can make software that makes music and like put it in front of everyone.
Yeah.
And that was super exciting to me.
Yeah.
Took a couple of years for this to develop and like, you know, for all the browsers to adopt it.
Yeah.
And I was just making experiments like what works in this. You know, I had never done it and there wasn't like a lot of examples that I saw of people doing this.
Yeah.
So early on it was like a lot of experimentation. Like what do people want to play with? What do people feel comfortable doing? Like, how is this?
Yeah.
How do people engage with this? And then that led me to eventually like put a lot of those ideas into Tone.js and like make it a little more.
Which is the library you created?
Yes.
Right, just to handle this whole scenario.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. No problem. I'll just line them up. You knock them down.
Okay. Tone.js came out of all of those kind of experiments, and it quickly grew to much bigger than I thought. I first thought like, you know, oh, like, well, I'll just encapsulate all this stuff that I'm doing over and over again, save myself some time, maybe save some other people some time.
Sure.
And then pretty quickly I was like, oh, and then I can do this. Oh, and then I can do this.
Oh, you had personal
And what if
scope
I do this?
Creep. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And now it's like 2 years and like 1,800 commits later.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And do you, like, have you seen a lot of people using it? Do you feel like a lot of people know about it? And it's, like, one of those things that...
I mean,
that's got to be rewarding once you put something out and you see people using it. And, like,
totally.
You see the forks or whatever's happening on GitHub or even your stats. That's
got
to be rewarding.
Oh, yeah, totally. It's super rewarding. And it's been really, like, fun to see what other people do with this stuff.
Yeah.
Fun to see some people, like, close bugs or, like, make suggestions.
Yeah.
You know, the sort of online web audio interactive music community is still, like, very small, so it's, like, a bunch of people, and some of them have their own libraries, and we're all, like, in conversation, and sometimes, you know, we meet up in different places, and, it's been an awesome, like, community to be a part of, and, like, GitHub facilitates all of that. Feels great, yeah.
What I think is really cool is, like, working, especially with what you're doing, even in your title, interactive. Like, I love that because when we think of browser, we think of browser Chrome, and often we're thinking about things right now that are very, like, utility, make it work. Mm. And I like the fact that you're kind of like, it's okay to be playful, and it's okay for us to, like, actually have this experience and share that experience with others.
Yeah.
Do you think that that's kind of going to be in terms of your experiences with what you're doing at work or your personal exploration of JavaScript? Do you think that that's where your sweet spot is. Like, you always want to be doing something kind of, like, interactive and, like, you know, that connection rather than, like, I'm just going to serve you up an e-com site.
Right. For sure. Yeah. I mean, that's, like, what I'm interested in doing, and that's where I'm trying to put all of my eggs and, like, try and create something out of that. It's niche right now. I mean, like, and this is the reality of, like, the browser is you are one tab of many.
Yeah.
You know?
Can I quote that? That's so good.
You probably have 10 seconds of someone's time.
Yeah.
So, like, creating, like, a real deep engaging experience is very much, like, opposite to all of that, but it is what I'm super interested in doing. So I'm trying to make it, happen.
Yeah. Well, sometimes that's just the only, you know, shoehorn it. Like,
right.
It's going to happen.
Yeah, I hope so.
I will make this so. For people who haven't kind of played with any, like, I think a lot of people have kind of stayed away from audio or shied away from audio and video in general from the browser. I mean, I know that's changed in the last couple of years, especially with all the standards coming together and people adopting and kind of converging a little bit more. But having said that, let's say you're someone who hasn't really looked at the landscape of audio, you know that you have to include in your project, what would be, like, a couple of your recommendations for someone like that who's just like, I have to do this, I have no idea where to start? Like, what are the pain points, or where can they, things to watch out for?
I guess my suggestion is always, like, start with a project in mind. Like, it's so deep that if you're just like, I'm going to learn about audio.
Yeah.
You're going to, there's just too much.
I like stuff.
Start with a specific, like, I just want to build, you know, like, something that makes a melody.
Yeah.
And then, like, that's all of the things, you know, and then you Google one thing and you see what the terms are and you Google another thing and you see what the terms are.
Yeah.
So that's my suggestion. Mm-hmm. And then...
And use your library, of course.
It helps. I mean, I hope it helps. I think that, it's like, it's a tough spot right now, and this is what I'm working towards with my library, like, with every version, is, like, also tutorials, like tutorialization of all of the pieces.
Yeah.
It takes, at the moment, it's very specialized, right? You need to know programming, you need to know music, and like the intersection of that Venn diagram is kind of small at the moment.
Yeah.
I think
it's
growing all the time. More people are interested in music, more people are interested in programming.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a niche intersection with some jargon in it. And so,
How do you simplify that?
Yeah.
Like, give me a piece of jargon that's just like you'd say to me, and I'd be like glossed over, but I would go, uh-huh.
I mean, I feel like anytime I'm talking about, like, sampling, or not sampling, but samples.
Right. Okay, I can see people getting those confused.
Like, oh, like, yeah, this parameter is at audio rate, and this parameter is at the control rate, and, like, what is the difference, and why is that meaningful, and what does it sound like?
Yeah.
There's a lot of that underlying work to be done, and that's probably part of my job in terms of getting this stuff out there.
Yeah.
For someone learning, I'd say just... shot.
Cool.
Pick something you want to do.
Yeah, make it happen. Shoehorn it in.
Yeah. Exactly.
Thank you so much for being a part of this day.
Of course.
And I am super stoked because everyone loved your presentation. So yay!
Nice. Yeah.
You did good, son. That's all I got.